Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, an inquest into the death of a woman after a home birth in County Limerick has heard her husband is haunted by what happened to her that night. The court returned a misadventure verdict this afternoon. Our Midwest correspondent, Petula Martin, was in court today. She joins us now. Petula, good evening to you.
Good evening, Colm.
Could you begin just by giving the listeners the background to this case?
Yes, Laura Liston died in the early hours of June 5th, 2022. She had been brought by ambulance to University Hospital Limerick after giving birth in a birthing pool to a healthy baby boy in the presence of two community midwives at her home in Croom. And since then, home births in Limerick, Clare and Tipperary have been paused by HSE Midwest.
Now, the court heard from Ms. Liston's husband. What did he say?
Yes, Fergal Mannion broke down in tears as he began to read his statement at Limerick Coroner's Court sitting in Kilmallop today, and his solicitor Scarlett O'Sullivan read it on his behalf. He said his wife was over the moon to be pregnant after successful IVF treatment. The couple had married in 2019 and were living in a mobile home while their house was being built in Croom, County Limerick. He said his wife had opted for a home birth and the inquest heard she was deemed suitable despite an issue with her placenta, which was discovered during her pregnancy. The 36-year-old met with Sandra Healy, a self-employed community midwife who had a contract with the HSE. They met on several occasions to discuss her birthing plan, and Ms. Healy assessed the couple's home, the mobile home, for a home birth. The inquest heard Ms. Liston's waters broke on the morning of June 4th, and she notified her midwife. They liaised throughout the day, and Ms. Healy arrived at the mobile home shortly after 7 p.m. A second midwife, Sinead Murphy, arrived later that evening. And Mr. Mannion said his wife gave birth to their son shortly after 10 p.m. and he described her joy at holding her baby in the birthing pool.
Now, the HSE guidelines don't encourage birth in a pool, is that right?
Yes, the inquest heard that giving birth in a pool is contrary to HSE guidelines. And I understand that going through labour in a birthing pool is considered safe, but an expectant mother is advised to exit the pool to give birth. And complications emerged around 20 minutes after the birth when Ms. Liston stood up in the pool and then fainted. And Mr. Mannion, her husband, said his wife did not look well and was brought to a couch where she drifted in and out of consciousness. And he said she was in a lot of pain and kept asking for help. He said the midwives tried on two occasions to try to remove the placenta, but they failed.
And there was evidence from a midwife.
Yes, Sandra Healy, the midwife who had liaised with Ms. Liston throughout her pregnancy, she gave evidence. And in her evidence at the inquest, she said Ms. Liston appeared animated and well and excited to have had a baby boy. But shortly after 11 p.m. on June 4th, the new mother was experiencing discomfort in the birthing pool and she compared the pain to contractions. Ms. Healy said she administered medicine to help with the afterbirth and she said she did not consider the blood loss in the birthing pool to be abnormal. She told the inquest that Ms. Liston asked her colleague Ms. Murphy to stop as she was trying to deliver the placenta as it was causing her too much pain. And Ms. Healy said in court or at the inquest today at the coroner's court that in hindsight they should have called the hospital sooner and should have given medication sooner given Ms. Liston's clinical presentation.
She was ultimately, Petula, brought to UHL. Ms. Liston, what happened next?
So Laura Liston suffered two cardiac arrests on her way to University Hospital Limerick. She was pronounced dead at UHL shortly after 2 a.m. Her husband and baby went to the University Maternity Hospital in Limerick on the Ennis Road where the baby boy was assessed. And when Mr. Mannion later arrived at UHL, he was told that his wife had died. Mr. Mannion told the inquest that if Laura had been told to give birth outside the birthing pool, she would have done exactly what the midwives had told her. He said his life stopped on June 5th, 2022, and he said that he was haunted by what happened that night. Now, also at the inquest, we heard a letter of apology from the CEO of UHL. His name is Ian Carter, and it was read to the family. And Mr. Carter said it was with profound sadness that he expressed sympathy at the devastating loss of Laura. Mr. Carter apologised for the failings in her care and acknowledged that trust had been broken, and he said no words or explanations can undo their pain.
And that verdict of misadventure that I mentioned at the outset, Petula, tell us about the reaction after the hearing today.
Solicitor Scarlett O'Sullivan, on behalf of Mr. Mannion and the Liston family, gave a statement outside Kilmallock Courthouse after today's verdict. She said that the case was not about being pro or anti home births, but about finding out what happened to Laura on that fateful night. The inquest highlights the urgent need, she said, to ensure basic clinical standards and protocols are followed in maternity care, which were unfortunately lacking in Laura's case with fatal consequences, she said. She said it highlights the critical importance of clear and effective note-keeping and abiding by the IMU's early warning system. Laura expected, as part of her care, that if complications arose, that she would be transferred as a matter of urgency to her local hospital, she said. And she said, unfortunately, that happened too late for Laura.
Petula, thanks very much. Petula Martin there, our Midwest correspondent.